the book Hebrews, part 325. I'm Professor Hannes Redinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should require any of my books which I've written, especially the book The Two Keys to the Book of Revelation. It's an A4 book, nearly 800 pages thick, with information that you have most probably never even in your life heard of. You can contact me at the WhatsApp number, South Africa, code is +27 072 367 124, or just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. It's like the way you can see it right on the top here. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you are so very welcome. We always greet people that for the first time, you're so very welcome. I urge you to go to part one of the study, start from the beginning, because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. It is very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the studies that we are currently busy with, as well as our TikTok messages. Please send this link to your friends and family. Make sure you at least have a 611 King James Bible pen and notepad ready. We also have available on what day was Yahushua or Jesus crucified. It is a timeline that fits on your cell phone in color, free of charge. You can just send me a WhatsApp, say, "Prof, please send me the timeline of the crucifixion," and we will do it free of charge. You can have it on your phone, show it to your pastor, your reverend, priest, whoever. And that's a good way of starting a conversation. He was not crucified on Friday, Good Friday, but he was already crucified on the Wednesday. And it's not what I say, scripture. Because the Bible says he had to be in Hades, or the realm of death, 3 days and three nights. Now you calculate from Good Friday to Sunday morning, Easter Sunday, if you get 3 days and three nights, you won't find it. The Wednesday, at the preparation of the great Shabbat, that's when he was crucified and he died. Everything is there. If I'm off scripture, if I'm dwelling on something that's unscriptural, it's your right to please help me right. Hebrews chapter 12. Very welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 19. He says, "And the sound of a trumpet and the voice of words, which voice they heard, that they heard in Trent, that the word should not be spoken to them anymore." The Israelites in the desert, they didn't want to hear the truth anymore. They didn't want to know anything more about the 613 laws of Moses. But he says in verse 20, "For they could not endure that which was commanded." And I'm so glad that we live today. We don't live under 613 laws anymore. We live under two kingly laws. Here, Israel, Yahweh your Elohim is one. You love him with your whole heart, your soul and your mind. And you must love your neighbor or your brother like yourself. That's the two kingly laws. The New Testamental laws in which we must function. "For they could not endure that which was commanded, and if such as a beast touch the mount, it shall be stoned and thrust through with a dart." A dart is an arrow. It's not a dart that they play, an arrow. "Immediately if a beast touches the mount." Why? Why? Because the presence of Yahweh being on the mount. And you know what Yahweh did? He gave Moses instructions to build the Ark of the Covenant. and where they used to have His presence on the moment. And this is what this say. They could no longer absorb His presence. The darkness and the fire and everything, where did it come from? It was Yahweh Almighty's presence. So He gave Moses the instructions to build the Ark of the Covenant with the two cherubs. And that Ark of the Covenant had to be kept in the tabernacle, the Holy and the Holiest of Holiest. And in that Holiest of Holiest, once a year, the high priest will first offer unto himself an offering, and then he will go into the Holy of Holiest behind the veil, and there he will offer on behalf of Israel for their sins. And in that time, then Yahweh, instead of coming down on the mountain, he will come down on the Ark of the Covenant. When Moses put on the wings of the cherubs, he put the blood of calves and lambs and doves, animals. Then the power of Yahweh will descend upon the Ark of the Covenant. And Israel will fall down. Because they didn't want to see it. They didn't want to experience it. And that was not for the Israel to see. It was only for the high priest. Once a year. The atonement for the sins of Israel. First for his own sins. The high priest will offer a sacrifice for himself. And then the atonement of the nation of Israel. So instead of coming down on the mountain with fire and thunder and like burning and the sounds of trumpets, instead of having that holy atmosphere, Israel didn't want it. The nation of Israel couldn't absorb it. Why? Because they were living in sin. They were practicing sin. There was no righteousness in the 613 laws of Moses. Now it says in verse 21, and so terrible was the sight at the mountain that Moses said, I exceedingly fear, and quote, that you are come unto Mount Zion, and unto the city of the living Elohim, the heavenly Jerusalem. Although there was no Jerusalem, Moses said, when this manifestation took place, as if you have come to Mount Zion and unto the city of the living Elohim, the heavenly Jerusalem. But otherwise, the one that's been spoken of in Revelation 21. The heavenly Jerusalem, you go and read it. Revelation 21. And if you have my book, The Two Keys to the Book of Revelation, go in and study directly to Revelation 21. And see all the figurative speech which is mentioned there, which I exhibit unto you through the anointing of the Ruach HaKodesh, and unto the city of the living Elohim, that's Yahweh, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels. The moment that that appeared, that Yahweh spoke to Moses, the Israelites could not absorb it. It brought them to fear. Verse 23. To the general assembly of the church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven. To the general assembly, the Israelites. Now the word church has been written in here. It should have been congregation. Because in the Old Testament, the word church never exists. The Roman Catholic Church in 24 AY, when the Roman Empire created an opposition organization for the bride of Yahushua, after Yahushua has risen from the dead and ascended into heaven, the gospel of salvation just overflooded the earth. And the Roman Empire feared what was happening. And then in 34 AY, they created the Roman Catholic Church. Roman Empire. Catholic United Church, University. And that's why today, she's called the mother of all churches, universe. She's nothing of me. I don't. For the last 28 years, I don't belong to no church denomination or organization. I belong to the bride of Yahushua. Instead, Revelation 18 verse 4 said, come out beneath her. Who? The Babylonian whore mother. Revelation 17 verse 1. She says, break your ties, come on. Set yourself free. Break the bonds that day. Because I'm going to kill her and her Babylonian children. Says verse 22, the general assembly and the congregation of the firstborn. Now in the time of Moses, the firstborn reflected unto the sons and not to the daughters. Now the firstborns which are written in heaven, the firstborns it's unto the bride. We are called bride. Yavis. We are the firstborn. Because the Bible says Yahweh our Elohim has no desire that we be circumcised anymore by our flesh, but by our minds. Not our hearts, our minds. Our soul's dimension. And through repentance and immersing in the name of Yahushua to the forgiveness of your sin. Acts 2 verse 26, 32 verse 2, 42. Acts 2, 36 to 42. We become part of the firstborns, which is written in heaven. Our names are written in heaven. First we come to repentance. Ask Apostle Paul, Peter, on the day of Pentecost, what must we do? Peter says, Apostle Peter says, repent. Immersing people or baptizing people without having repent, you're wasting your time. You are taking a dry sinner and you're making a wet sinner. Repent and be immersed, not baptized. Because when I baptize, I can put my hand in water and splash it on your face. Or I can take a bit of water and throw it over your head with a mug. But being immersed means to go under, put under, cover up. That's immersing. It's like when I give you a rusk and I say, immerse this rusk. You don't put your finger in the coffee, the steaming hot coffee, and splash it onto the rusk. You will burn your fingers. What do? You put the rusk in the coffee. That's immerse. To the general assembly and the church or the congregations of the firstborn, who is the bride of Yahushua, which are written up in heaven, that heaven must be a capital H, and even firstborn must be a capital H, and to Yahweh, the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect. Now, the spirits is with a small s. It's not the Ruach HaKodesh. We are spirits. We have our own personalities. And that's why there's a small s. The Bible says, if even an angel from heaven comes with another gospel, which is not in line with what I have taught you, Apostle Paul says, let him be cursed. He says, test the spirit. if it's from Yahweh Almighty, which spirit, a small s, test the person that brings the false doctrine. Test what he or she is saying, if it's scriptural or unscriptural. Test them with the word and see. So he and to the spirit of just men make perfect. That spirit means the fruits that I present. The Holy Spirit or the Ruach HaKodesh fruits which I present in my life, which will unveil my spirit. My spirit is my attitude, the way that I address myself or represent myself unto the world. And that's why it's in a small s. It's me, it's you. So the Bible says here that our names has been written up in heaven, and Yahweh, the judge of all. Now when you read Revelation 20 verse 4, Apostle John says, I saw the thrones, and they sat upon the thrones, and judgment was given unto them. The judgment is given unto the bride of Yahushua, who's going to sit on the thrones. Revelation 20 verse 4. Now if you have my book, The Two Keys to the Book of Revelation, you can check that out and you can make your own study. So time has caught up with us. There's a whole weekend in front of us. Let's preach the gospel. Let's live the gospel. Let's be the gospel. Shine unto a lost world with the love that Yahweh has granted us in the revelation word. Maranatha. Yahushua is coming back again. Hallelujah.